Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is Amanda McConnon and Devin Leonarduzzi. They are from the Keweenaw Young Professionals. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
And Keweenaw Young Professionals, you know, it seems like I remember a couple of years ago, the first time I did an interview with you folks, and it was, I felt like I was really helping you out because it's like, you know, letting people know what Keweenaw Young Professionals is and what you're about. Now, a few years down the road here, you're everywhere now. you're such an active group, and it's gone so well. So I'm really happy to see it. It was, you know, having seen it sort of start from its infancy, so to speak, to what it's grown into now. And we have some exciting news you'll be sharing with us here later in the program. But let's go ahead and start with either of you who want to take this. Tell me a little bit about what Keweenaw Young Professionals is.
Well, thanks, Rick. It has been quite a journey the last few years. I've actually been with the group for all 3 years now as we've kind of transitioned to having more of a steering committee for planning a lot of the things. But what Keweenaw Young Professionals is basically just a group for young professionals in our community to connect, engage in their community, and grow and develop as young professionals. And hopefully in doing that, we'll be able to retain that young talent in our area to help our economy and things in this area develop and grow. So we've done a lot of different events over the years. We have a couple different categories we usually try to do to reach every type of person, from events where they can network to events where they can get involved volunteering with other groups to events where they will have a chance to develop and learn some new skills or better learn what they're doing wrong with certain skills. So a chance for them to make mistakes and learn in an environment that's judge-free.
We've talked about this before, but it's worth going over again. When you refer to young professionals, who are you describing?
Well, a typical group for a young professional is 40 or under. That is, you know, in Marquette, there's the 40 below group. We don't actually define ours by an age at all. We welcome anyone who wants to engage with business professionals in our area to come and be a part of our events and our group. It's a great chance for us to, you know, partner up maybe a mentor and a mentee in the area and really find a connection that way as well.
Yeah, like Amanda said, if you feel young, get involved.
Yeah, we like to say young at heart, not you. That's the only bar we have.
Well, it still is a nice contrast. You know, a lot of the, you know, say if you call them established professionals, if they were to form a group, you would expect that group to be 40 and over usually, you know. So it does make a nice, you know, if you've ever gone to the Chamber of Commerce meetings or other type of organizations like that and you feel a little out of place, I've been to both. And of course, being sort of on the cusp of 43 now, but mm-hmm. when you first started and I went and I was only 40, 41, you do kind of feel like, okay, you know, this is a more, you know, it's a more relaxed crowd. It's a younger crowd. Your events are focused on, really kind of having fun while learning or while, you know, accomplishing some other goal. So it does offer a different avenue for those that maybe don't see a whole lot going on for them with, you know, the other groups that are out there that, you know, would, I guess, cater to people of a more mature generation. But yeah, it's still pretty awesome what you have going on.
Yeah,
there.
And our group is very flexible. We're open to, if we come up with an idea, we'll run with it. You know, we've tried some different events over the years. Like the last time I was in, we were talking about the murder mystery ball. So that's something that I think one of our committee members said, hey, we should do a murder mystery. And I was like, yeah, we should. So we got a couple people together, partnered with the Cabinet Players, and made it happen. So it's great to have a group where we can be flexible enough to take on new events that actually the community can get involved in and have just something additional they can do on a weeknight.
That was a very fun conversation that you and I and Aaron Coppola had when we were talking about the murder mystery ball, and I was able to go, wow, what a great time that you folks had at the Continental Fire Company with that whole, you know, I don't want to give too much away for whatever happened, but just the way that the cast performed and then the murder takes place and the twist at the end, really, you know, for just a participant who had never been, I didn't go to your first mm-hmm. one, which was in the spring, was blown away at how well done that was by both the Calumet Players and then organized by the Keweenaw Young Professionals.
Well, thank you. It certainly was a fun night, and I'm so glad that the community and everyone who came really embraced it and, again, dressed up and played their part and just had a lot of fun with the whole idea. We even had a group learned the whole Thriller dance and did like a flash mob when that song came on. So we could make it happen if people didn't embrace it and come and support it as a fundraiser.
Devin, were you there?
Yes, I was. I was dressed as a camel, and I was the photographer for the night.
So we did get a lot of pictures if anyone's interested in taking a look at photos from that evening. So Q&A Young Professionals has a Flickr page. FLICKR.com is the website, and just look up QNYP and you'll see a couple albums from the murder mystery, this one and the one before that.
Now, of course, that was a, you know, a great time had by all type of event, and other than being a fundraiser for Calumet Players and for the Keweenaw Young Professionals, it was meant to just have fun.
Exactly.
You know, you have some of those type of events, and you have other type of events that, you know, are a little bit more, I guess, purpose driven. Can you talk about what you offer?
Sure. So typically what we try to do right now is plan a social meetup every month. And that's usually at a different company or business or restaurant in the area, typically a restaurant, so that we can get young professionals in their door, seeing that environment, trying some of their foods as well, as just an opportunity to ask questions, network. You know, questions can come up that you might be intimidated to ask at a typical like KEDA or chamber meeting. And it's a more relaxed setting. It's not really a structured meeting. It's just a chance to get out, meet other people in the area, talk, and sometimes we have a theme, sometimes we have a panel discussion or something more organized with it. But those are just a great way to get out and meet people no matter what month it is. Sometimes we get snowstorms and they get snowed out, but we try to hold one once a month regardless. We also do volunteering events. Do you want to talk about them a little bit, Devin?
Yeah, so we try to have monthly volunteering events. Last month we did a wood chop with Little Brother, the Little Brothers group. That was really nice to help split and stack the wood and get that ready for local seniors for the winter. We've done things like putting food in bags for
31 backpacks.
31 group. Backpacks. Mm-hmm. And volunteering at the Copper Country Humane Society. We've done stuff with a copper dog. We've volunteered at a crossing up there. So different stuff like that.
Yeah, and we're always looking for groups to reach out to us and say, hey, we have this event, we have this fundraiser, something coming up, and we need volunteers. That's what we're here for. So any group can reach out to us, and we'll see if it fits with our schedule. So we're definitely always looking for other groups we can partner with, because part of what that does is it gives our members a chance to connect with these other nonprofits in the area and hopefully find a connection or something they're really passionate about that they want to stick with and continue volunteering.
But how many people do you have involved?
In a normal meetup, we'll have anywhere from, I don't know, 20 to 40 people show up. And we do typically get a little bit different audience at a social meetup versus a volunteering event. You know, some are easier for people to get to, depending on the day of the week or the time of day that we host them. But usually anywhere from 20 to 40.
One of the things I noticed when I went to one of your meetups there was the opportunity to network without making it, I guess, very comfortably networking. You know, it's not hard to walk up and talk to people, and you find other people that are like you, I guess, basically, you know, your age, your status in life right now, and oftentimes they're looking for, you know, different people for things they've got going on, and it's almost accidental networking. You know, I'm sure that's what you mm-hmm. want to have happen, but I noticed just from walking around talking to people and running into people who have certain skill sets, sometimes even opportunities, it's like, oh, well, you know, you're looking for somebody like me and I've been looking for somebody like you, and you know, those things kind of spring up just from simply going to a meetup and just relaxing and having a good time.
Exactly. It's a very natural kind of an event. They're very low-key. It's just a chance for people to connect.
It's amazing the connections that you'll make. We've had social events where you meet and greet your local leaders, so the city managers, making those connections. Different organizations in the community, making those connections, it's great.
Now, I have an advantage in the job that I do here, that I'm often walking among those groups, and so I know first name basis with, you know, our mayors and our city managers and other people, the commissioners in the county. Had I not been doing this job, I wouldn't know any of those people, you know, unless I was for some reason going to the council meetings, and so not a lot of people go unless you have an issue there. But you know, so that's kind of neat that you know, you can do that and get to know these people who otherwise you probably wouldn't see other than, you know, maybe in the paper or on the news. And that's kind of great, too. Yeah,
exactly.
Now, 3 years into it, how has the professionals changed? You've had some news come up for, you know, recently this year.
Yeah, so this year we did have some changes. As a group, we decided we wanted to become an official nonprofit. So that has become official, I believe, in October. So we are now officially a nonprofit group. So we're working through what's next for us. So one of the things we're looking to do is we'll probably do a poll of young professionals in the area and see what are we missing in this community that we can help provide so that we can do grant writing and, you know, reach out to other groups in the community and make something happen. So that's one of the things that's changed.
And we're also excited to announce that we are rolling out our membership. And anyone that's interested in a one-year membership for $50 or a six-year membership for $25 can go on our website, qnyp.com, and go through there, pay for the membership, and register on our site. And some of the benefits with that is you'll get free admission to all of our social meetups, an opportunity to serve on the KYP committee board, lots of leadership development, personal development, and just connecting and engaging with the community.
Well, and it's also an opportunity to list this group on their resume as a developing professional. It's good to be involved in local groups like ours that have a focus of professional development, offer those opportunities to grow and connect in a community.
And employers look for that type of stuff on resumes. And it's, you know, these days it's everybody's, you know, who's applying for jobs has got a college degree, if, you know, if you're going to have any shot at all getting it. So now what separates you? It used to be, you know, oh, I have a degree, so I'm qualified to do this job. So, okay, yeah, you've got a degree, and so did the other 30 applicants. So they start looking at, well, what kind of person am I hiring here? You put something down like this that you were, you know, part, not only part of QAnon Young Professionals, but then you can list the different things that you were involved in. Volunteering is huge on resumes these days. People look for those type of people that are willing to go the extra mile. They gives people that give a little bit of themselves, a little bit of their time. If they're those type of people, then an employer knows, well, I'm getting a quality person here that I'm hiring, not just somebody who's got the paperwork from the college that they went to. And also, I think it says that you have a little bit of real world experience. You've been out there already networking. You know, you're involved in the community. You've got to have some social skills. And I think all of it kind of looks pretty good.
We think so, for sure. So it's just another chance for us to make sure that we have members and that they know that they can share what they're looking for as far as events as well, and provide that to the community.
Does being a member and paying for a membership give you any benefits that, you know, as far as different events that you have that you know, wouldn't get if you were just attending?
Well, you'll get the free admission to the social meetups. That will be the major major perk, not having to pay for those. But we like to keep every other opportunity that we have open to anyone in the community to attend.
And you mentioned Devin serving on the board. So you have a committee that helps run this, and you know, you're all volunteers. I assume nobody's drawing a paycheck for doing
all
this.
All volunteers.
I didn't ask at the beginning. Do you have titles on the board that you're on right now?
Yep. So Amanda is the current president, and I'm the president-elect, and I'll be taking over as the president in January when we have our annual meeting. But we also have a treasurer and secretary. And we're always looking for new possible candidates. So if you become a member, you have the opportunity to serve on the board. It's a lot of planning, a lot of organizing these events, but it's been worth it for me.
And our committee only meets once a month, so it's not overwhelming. We all do a really good job communicating via email and phone and text throughout the rest of the month as things progress and we need to communicate. But it is just an hour and a half meeting to 2 hours once a month to really connect and give everyone an update on where we're at in the planning process.
Now, Amanda, you've been my contact with the QAnon Young Professionals for pretty much the whole 3 years here. Are you term limited, or are you moving out? Or, I mean, why are you not continuing as president?
Well, with the way that we set up our nonprofit status, I took over as president beginning of this year. So my term as president will end, but I can remain on the board if I choose to. And we do have one current opening for a board member as well. So we're hoping to fill that spot as well.
pretty neat. Events that you have, like speaker series and things that you have coming mm-hmm. up, any of those that people should know about?
Well, we just had one for this month, but we will be planning another one probably in the January-ish timeframe. So those are a chance to continue your education. Topics that we've covered are how to get your credit up. We've done a first-time homebuyer seminar where we had a mortgage lender, a banker, and a real estate agent talk about that process with people. We've also done, you did one for Smart Zone, actually hosted one.
Yep. That was an event for entrepreneurs, the 10 things that every entrepreneur must know. And that was hosted by Smart Zone and KYP. We had Ray Johnson from the Marquette Smart Zone come over and give a talk on that. And just last night we had an educational speaker series at Michigan Tech for Your Services with Sharon Attaway, and she taught us how to build our LinkedIn strategy based on our own personality. So that was really nice.
Yeah, we've also touched on like investing basic type conversations, and another one that we have in the future we're working on planning would be like we did the home buyer seminar, we're going to do a home selling seminar. So that'll give us a different perspective of that process and give them some tips and probably have a panel discussion as well. So that'll probably be the January timeframe event.
Okay. I want to make sure that we cover every of the topics that you had. What else did you want to cover there?
So we also have, while we launched our membership, we are also launching an annual sponsorship so that businesses who have seen the benefits of our group being in the community can support us. So through our website with the launch of the membership, anyone at any time could go and donate if they choose to the website. But if you want to be an annual sponsor, you'll get certain recognition as a sponsor for a year. So that would be, you'd be able to be recognized at all of our meetups. We would, you know, thank our sponsors and remind all of the people who are there at each event. You'd have free admission for one employee or person to come to our social meetups every month. You'd also have special recognition in your logo on our website for the year. So hoping to get a couple partners that way to help us fund some of the things that we want to do additionally this year.
Well, how valuable are those sponsors for your events?
Very, very. Sometimes we can't host an event if we don't have the funds. Being a new group, now we're 501c3, we can work on getting some funds for the things we want to do, but it's been fun, but it's been a little bit of a challenge over the few years. So
yeah, even things like the murder mystery night, they can't be cheap to put on. I mean, you know that's of course being a big production, and you have the help of the Calumet Players, and that's just one thing. But then anything else that you put on, there's always a cost involved.
Exactly. And we do have some other holiday events coming up. The Keweenaw Business Ball is one that will be on December 14th at the Continental Fire Company. And that one we part with KEDA and the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce. And it's a holiday networking event, which will have a silent auction that KEDA puts on. And the proceeds go to the area high school trade scholarships. They've done that for a number of years, and it's always something they look forward to doing for the community. As well as the fee to get into the event will go right to the Community Action Agency or that food bank again this year.
A lot of great things that you have going on there, and I appreciate that this group exists. You know, we live in an area, one of the things we lament is, how especially our young generation tends to leave the area and go looking for bigger and better opportunities. And we know that there's limitations that are here, but I can't help but think that a group like yours provides some incentive to stick it out a little longer, to maybe cooperate or get into a partnership with somebody that you might meet through your group and say, instead of chasing our dreams and, to a city with big towers, what can we do here if we do it together? And it starts opportunities here and, can grow things right here in our own backyard. And this has to help.
Exactly. And at the same time, we do want to make sure that anyone who does move to the area that is, not a Youper and not from this area is prepared for winters here and able to connect and feel like this is their home and really make it their home and want to stay here as well. So if anyone has other questions or things they want to bring up to our group, we are having our annual meeting on Saturday, January 14th from 5 to 7 in the evening. I'm still working on a location to host that event, but we will have information on our website and our Facebook page as that gets a little bit closer. So that'll be a chance for members to people to come, find out more about membership, join, or members that have already joined to hopefully, if they feel the need, step up and hopefully join our committee.
You have another big event in February you're partnering. That's the Kimono Spark Plug Awards.
Yep. So the Spark Plug Awards, that's going to be on Thursday, February 16th, and that's going to be at the Bonfire Grill. We are partnering again with the Chamber of Commerce, KEDA, and the Smart Zone here.
The Bonfire Grill.
The Bonfire Grill is the seventh floor of the Magnuson. It was the Sheldon.
Okay. The Sheldon Grill.
Yep. Okay. Yes. And so that's a community event for businesses, young professionals, different projects in the area. So the community can nominate successful businesses or young professionals that they think deserve recognition. And then at the event, we do a nice dinner and we give them the awards.
It's a huge event. I've been to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a who's who in town too, because everybody's, you know, there and supporting each other and having a great night. It's our Oscar night. Yep. We talked about a little bit on the, and I know not to put a parameter on it, but the older edge of the people that come to your group. What about on the younger edge? How young do people get to join this? Do you have college students?
Once in a while, we'll have a college student or two. Sometimes we have students that, you know, they've been there 4 or 5 years, and, you know, maybe they're looking for a different perspective on what they're working on currently. But for the most part, it's been professionals that are working in the area that we've seen at a lot of our events. And it depends on the type of event also. We've seen more college students volunteering, actually, at some of our events, which has been great to see that they're getting involved in the community while they're here at school.
So you're inspiring me to start a middle-aged professionals group. So, you know, people caught in the middle like myself, you know, we'll have an avenue there. But being that this group has lasted, you're in your third year, or you've been here third year, going on your fourth.
Yeah.
You've had people that have come and gone. You have people that have stuck it out. Talk about the changes in people that you've seen. From, you know, the first time they wander in and they're a little nervous and they're not sure, they don't know anybody, and I know that feeling, and now a few years later and they're serving on the board. I mean, just the change that you see in people.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I saw that change in myself, even joining this group and becoming involved with it, because they really are a great support system. Everyone's encouraging when you have a new job opportunity or a new idea. You know, it's a great group for feedback. And I've seen that change in myself, just in confidence, my ability to talk to people, my planning skills for events have improved greatly. When we're thinking of planning an event for 200 people, it's not a big deal anymore, which is great. When you plan something every month, you get used to it real fast.
Yep. What needs do you have going forward here? I know you have the membership program and the scholarship program, so we understand that those are needs. Here, as we're closing out 2016 with about a month to go and going into 2017, just looking ahead, what are some things that you need?
Probably the thing we need the most right now is just feedback from the community and young professionals in our area. As far as looking at a project, now that we're a nonprofit, you know, we have some big ideas, but we want to know what young professionals and just people in our community feel. We really need this, and something that we can work to kind of create. We've had a couple ideas come up. One that keeps popping up is a dog park in the area, and that would be a big undertaking. It would be a partnership with the city and a couple different groups to try and make that happen, but we don't want to do it because our committee thinks. We want to make sure that it's what the bigger group in our community thinks is a need that we can solve and people will use and enjoy and support while we're in that chase. So definitely please reach out to us and let us know what we can do to serve this area as a group of energetic volunteers.
Devin, you'll be taking the reins here come January. Do you have any plans that you know where you want to take the group?
I think Jesse Broussard, the founder, she laid a great base for us. I just want to continue the membership, keep pushing this membership out, getting more involved with the community, more different types of events, and like Amanda said, getting feedback. That's what we really need right now.
You gave a website earlier that people want more information, perhaps about joining. How do they get it?
You can either go on Facebook and look up Keweenaw Young Professionals, or our website is KeweenawYP.com.
Devin and Amanda, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.